Welcome to University Showcase. I'm Megan Kamrick. Earlier this year, a story in the Albuquerque Journal started with, if New Mexico's population growth were a heart patient, it would be flatlining. Our state population has been stagnant as our neighboring states have seen an influx of new residents. One reason is people are following jobs, and that includes our own native-born New Mexicans. So how do we stop this brain drain? Well, an upcoming symposium looks to match talented grads who have left for other opportunities with companies looking for skilled talent. I'm joined today by Margaret Washburn, Maggie. She was at the University of New Mexico for 30 years. She ran a PhD training program and a National Institutes of Health training program called the Initiatives to Maximize Student Development. She has received research and mentoring awards from U.S. Presidents George H. and George W. Bush. She also got awards from Harvard University and the American Association for the Advancement of Science. She's organizing a symposium called the New Mexico Educated Workforce in STEM. The idea is to reverse our state's brain drain, where our best and brightest leave. It takes place December 19th through the 21st at UNM. Thanks for joining us, Maggie.
Yeah, well, glad to be here.
And so tell us about the idea behind the symposium.
Well, it was this summer, and I'm retiring, and the program I've been running is ending. And I realized that if I retired and my associates retired, that no one would know any of the 500 New Mexico students that we've helped at UNM to go on and have great careers and get great educations at some of the best institutions in our nation. And actually around the world, we have people in South Africa and Germany also. So I had a little bit of time. I always say I have 10 minutes and some money, so I thought I would do this. And I went to a business reception in early August or late July, and the business people were all complaining about not having a highly educated technical workforce. And I said to them, I said, you know, we do have this workforce, but the structure is different from San Francisco and Boston. They don't live here. They want to come home, but they don't live here. And the other thing that we haven't made the connection is that I know who they are, and I have them on my database, and I'm in communication with them pretty regularly. First of all, I wanted to see how many of our former students really were interested in coming back to New Mexico, or some of them are still here or have gone out and come back and might be looking for different kinds of positions. And so I did a survey, and I have 155 people that we've reached through that survey who are interested in coming back to New Mexico, and 80 will be here for this symposium. And
so,
can I just say
60%
of them have PhDs, and 50% of them are ready to work this year or next. So it's a very awesome group of people.
So what is going to happen at the symposium?
In the first survey, I asked the young professionals who they were interested in meeting and what kinds of careers they were interested in having. And so we're bringing in tech and biotech. We're bringing in venture capital. We're bringing in the national labs and the Air Force Research Lab. We have academics. And then we'll have a discussion with the participants about what they really want to see. And then we have also recruiters' tables. We'll have that, and we'll also have rooms for interviews. We've got people coming from Los Alamos and I hope Las Cruces. This is an experiment. I just wanted to see if this would work. And so this is kind of my little gift to the state of New Mexico. And I asked the participants when was a good time, and they all said December 20th and 21st. So it's been great because so many of them were coming home for the holidays anyway.
What did you hear when you were out in the business community talking about this?
People were saying they had to move their businesses to Miami or someplace because we didn't have this workforce. And periodically, I would pick up an attitude about faculty sometimes, you know, that we were elitist. I think that's a common word people like to use when they talk about highly educated people. And I think they didn't realize that those of us that are really in the trenches are not elitist at all. In fact, one of my goals with this whole idea is to see if we can rejuvenate the little towns in New Mexico. I mean, I always have ulterior motives for doing things. And one of them is because I want to see New Mexico really come to love itself again and do great things. And I know these people, these young people that have these wonderful educations and great vision. And we've worked with them to become leaders and to become resilient people. And they know all about New Mexico. They know the pluses and the minuses, and they want to come back and help us. So the other thing I heard from one person was that New Mexico didn't want to change. And I said, New Mexico doesn't want to become New York City, but with this group of young people, they would be surprised because they're so highly networked where they are getting their educations or working, and they're highly networked here in the state, and they understand the state, and they understand the cultures, and they respect them and respect what we have here as our traditions, that I think New Mexico would open up and flower, you know, with this kind of input of talent.
We have one of these graduates joining us long distance from Duke University, Colin Roth. Welcome to University Showcase.
Thank you so much for having me.
You graduated in 2014 with a mathematics degree from UNM. Now, what took you to Duke University? What are you doing now?
Really, the short answer is I'm a scientist now because of Maggie Washburn. Before I ever met Maggie, I had no idea what science looked like or what science was. And now I wake up every day. I have the coolest job. I get to study a fungal pathogen. It's a pathogenic yeast. And this pathogen affects around 250,000 people a year. And if you don't get it treated, it will kill you. And it kills around 180,000 people a year.
Wow.
So why did you decide that you had to pursue your PhD outside of New Mexico, first of all?
Duke University has one of the best programs in genetics in the country. And what really sold me on choosing Duke was who I work for currently, and that's a man named Paul McGuinney. When I met him, Maggie had told us about, you know, picking a mentor and what kind of training that you'd like. And the training and the mentorship that I received from Maggie and my mentors in New Mexico, I really wanted to look for a person who emulated some of the same characteristics, who was patient, kind, but could also help me go from really good to great. And so what really drove my decision for Duke was not only the program and the opportunities here in North Carolina, but also the person I work for now.
So you are coming back for the STEM symposium Maggie has organized. Why?
It's always been a dream of mine since I started doing science. It'd be really cool to be able to go back to New Mexico. New Mexico's my home. I mean, my family has lived in New Mexico for several generations, and every Christmas I come home, and it breaks my heart every time I have to leave. And I grew up there in Albuquerque. I went to Manzano High School. When I think home, I still think of Albuquerque, and that's never going to change. And so I really am looking forward to definitely the opportunity to meet other businesses and other like tech companies there in New Mexico, because the opportunity to meet them and interact with them and network them is just, I think, going to be priceless and really going to help me to obtain that dream of moving back home, which I would really just love to do.
What would it take for you to come back here? Have you thought about that?
It would take a position where I could feel like I could support myself and my family. I'm interested in using mathematics to study problems, and biological problems I find particularly interesting. So the ability to use math to study any problem would do it for me.
If you just tuned in, this is University Showcase on KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick, and we're talking about the New Mexico Education Workforce in STEM Symposium. It takes place December 19th through the 21st at the UNM campus. The idea is to bring back talented graduates in the science, technology, engineering, and math fields who have left the state, but who are interested in coming home, and match them with potential employers. We're talking today with the founder of the symposium, retired Professor Maggie Werner Washburn, as well as Colin Roth, a recent UNM grad who's studying at Duke University, and Nika Allen with the New Mexico Technology Council. Nika, we keep hearing there are no jobs in New Mexico. Is that true?
That's not true. We actually have thousands of positions that go unfilled every year here in New Mexico. And I've been recently looking at lots and lots of data about this. People, you know, a lot of them aren't filling the job. Some of them go unfilled for up to 6+ months frequently. And so it's, interesting to hear that there's no jobs when I look at, data all the time that says otherwise.
What is the disconnect? Why can't we fill those?
You know, that's a great question. And I think hopefully this new symposium will really help us to figure some of that out when companies actually see that these very, very bright individuals are willing and interested in coming home to New Mexico, connecting them. You know, maybe it's just that there's no connection between them. To some extent, also, some of these very smart individuals are leaving the state and, you know, going to get their PhDs in other places, going to look for other types of work. You know, as you mentioned earlier, we've kind of flatlined here in New Mexico when it comes to population growth. So that in itself makes it very difficult to fill these positions.
Maggie Washburn, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, I think there's a number of issues. It's been very interesting for me to put on this symposium, work with Nika, because I've learned so much. So one of the things I realize is that this group of people that are sometimes described as millennials, they have a lot of input coming to them in social media and email and all that. And so they tend not to read all their emails. In fact, I would estimate probably they're ignoring about 80% of their emails. So that what they get for information depends on who they know. It's relationship. And so when they see an email coming from me, generally they open it. So that's one connection. The other thing is that when I've started looking around the state for job boards, they're inscrutable. They don't speak to millennials. And so this survey that I've done, the businesses can register to come to the meeting. In fact, businesses need to register. The information that we're getting from the surveys is so useful. And I think it's going to really speed up the connections. We've already made several connections, but I think it's really going to help. And it may help us think about how to have a job board in the future that the millennials can actually use and will respond to quickly.
Yeah, I think millennials are looking for a different kind of draw when it comes to what we've usually seen in attracting talent. And so now millennials and that kind of generation really wants to be around other smart people. They want to be working on things that inspire them. And so your typical, you know, job posting is just kind of more, these are the skills that you need. And it's very general and generic on what you're really going to be working on there. It doesn't describe the culture of the company frequently. And so I think that there's a lot of miscommunication between what millennials are looking for and then what we're actually able to provide them through a job posting.
Well, and if you have a job posting for an engineer, you have to click on it. Okay, I want a nuclear engineer, a chemical engineer, an electrical engineer, you know what, you know. So you just can't have, like, you can't go through too many layers to do that. And I think, and Nika's right, what I have learned through this exercise, this experiment, is that there are other people around the city and around the state who are also contributing to the growth of the sort of millennial culture in the state. It's really exciting. There's a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm, even from non-scientists, about this.
That's really interesting. Colin, does that resonate for you as a recent graduate in terms of sort of those disconnects and how you get information?
Oh, absolutely. To comment on Maggie's statistic, I definitely only open up maybe, say, 10% of my emails a day, and I always open them up if they're for Maggie. But yeah, it's the networking I find, like, here, particularly in Duke, is really a key component of what opportunities I know about when it especially comes to seeking out funding opportunities. Usually things that I apply for, it's because I've heard it through either my mentor or through a friend. So that networking structure around, like, what opportunities are available in New Mexico, I don't know what they are, unless, you know, Maggie tells me, oh, we should apply for this, we should look for this. So I'm very excited just in general to be able to meet people there who are home in New Mexico, where we can say, okay, well, I have these skills. What are you looking for? Would I be a potential match? Rather than looking online for something, I'm really excited for. And yeah, that definitely resonates.
I was interested when Nika brought up this idea of culture. And so when you're, like, looking for a job, you want to know about the culture of a place. Can you talk about that?
Oh, absolutely. The culture, for instance, here, moving from Albuquerque and working in laboratories at Albuquerque and moving to Durham, North Carolina, the culture is vastly different. You know, it has to do with the culture, like the local culture there in Albuquerque and how seriously people take themselves, and then the local culture here in Durham, North Carolina. They're very different. And so when I first moved here, it was a real adjustment. As about to, you know, what do I say? How formal am I? How do I talk? What words do I use? What slang do I use? That can be very different. And then the culture and just the demographic of, like, for instance, the young people that I'm surrounded by and who I'm working with is also very different than the lab that I learned and knew about in New Mexico. In culture, I think it definitely in the workplace, you know, you want to be able, I think for anyone, you want to be able to work in an environment where you feel comfortable, where you feel relaxed and that you don't feel at all different, where you can just then contribute your best every day without having to worry about, okay, what's everyone going to think if I look this way, wear this, or say this? I think is really important.
So, Nika, do you see, you and Maggie, do you see, like, this, the idea of the symposium, which is basically networking, bringing people face-to-face, that's a way to sort of overcome some of these obstacles in terms of, like, someone's looking in the job and, like, well, you need an engineer. I'm like, well, who are you? Like, do I want to work for you? Talk about how that, yeah, this can kind of help.
Well, and the other thing I've heard is that, you know, my, like, one businesswoman told me, my kids have applied for all these jobs and they send their CVs and they never hear anything. Mm-hmm. And the sense that the jobs are already set up for somebody, which, you know, from Nika's evidence is they're not. But, you know, we don't know. So I'm trying to get everybody, you know, really much more connected.
Yeah, it's certainly very difficult. I mean, I myself have applied for jobs before and never heard back. And
yeah.
So, I mean, it's a very, very real thing. So to actually be able to meet face-to-face with someone who's either the PI, the CEO, the local scientist, whoever, and actually have a conversation with them about what opportunities they have available really, I think, means the world, honestly, when it comes to matching people with good jobs.
But I also want to say, if there are people listening to this who have connections with businesses working in sort of the very, very broad biomedical research from chemical engineering and computer sciences to math and chemistry and biology and biochemistry, that a lot of people are not quite getting the idea of what this symposium is all about, the value. What I tell people is that it's not just a job fair. You know, this is really to introduce a generation of highly educated people to their own state, things that they didn't even see. And that this particular group of people has identified as wanting to see what the opportunities are in New Mexico. Some of them are very highly skilled. They're up, moving up in their companies and their academic institutions. And that this particular group is an incredibly rich source of talent for businesses. And once I talk to businesses, then they can kind of see the value. And we can expand it. I mean, you know, if we don't cover a particular area like electrical engineering or something like that, I think we can use this model. So the model, really, the difference in what we're doing is that I've run programs with hundreds of students where I've mentored them to try to give them emotional intelligence and resilience, and they've also had experience in the laboratories and then help them go to fancy schools. We have a relationship with these young people, and so lots of times they'll just have a random job fair, and they're looking for high school students or undergraduates. That's not what this is. This group of people has the potential to be state leaders. They have a potential to bring things back to New Mexico that we have no access to right now because they're networked where they are. It's just it's an amazing opportunity for people to get to know each other with the opportunity of significant growth and innovation. You know, all the people I know are extremely creative people. So it's going to be exciting to see everybody.
Having someone like Maggie involved in this and really, really pushing this through is what makes this event. I, you know, have been working with educators from all over the state, and a lot of them don't keep these connections like Maggie does. And I think that's really, really what is critical here. Her relationships that she's built up over the years, kept up with them. You know, I think certainly if we could have more of that, it would be easier to bring these people back to New Mexico.
So you need to mentor your fellow educators, Maggie, as well as students. This is University Showcase on KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick, and I'm talking with Maggie Werner Washburn, former professor in the UNM Biology Department, Colin Roth, a recent UNM grad, and Nika Allen with the New Mexico Technology Council about the New Mexico Education Workforce in STEM Symposium that Washburn is organizing December 19th through the 21st. The event will bring back UNM graduates in science, technology, engineering, and math fields to meet with potential employers here in the state. Nika Allen says the symposium has the potential to help employers here find key employees.
You know, we have a very diverse science and technology community here. Certainly when it comes to the national labs that are here, things like that, these are going to be incredible candidates for them. We also are looking for, though, you know, more in the IT sector. Some of them may be good fits, some of them may not. So we'll just have to see who's coming back and what the actual fit really is. But we have, you know, incredible companies. I was actually just at a small satellite conference on Monday talking about the new symposium, and people were floored there because that's the type of individual that they're looking for. They're looking for this PhD level person.
It was a conference about small satellites?
Yes, small satellites and space, and how New Mexico is kind of creating a cluster around that. So, you know, with things like that, and that's actually been kind of an uptick. We've had an uptick in biosciences as well. So people in both of those categories certainly will be great fits. We have had some companies recently moved to Santa Fe and live in Santa Fe, and they're always looking for PhDs. So I certainly know that there are a lot out there. And so we'll have to see with how that matches up. You know, I think there's different, obviously, categories of people. And so not sure if we'll even get the kind of mid-range solely IT talent with what we have. But, you know, there's a huge need regardless. So we're going to be filling a lot of these jobs.
So it's really fun. I didn't know about that meeting. I heard about it from three different people. I know that three different people would talk to the dean of engineering, who I had already talked to. So then he heard about it. But I've also talked to at least two of those companies now. And the nice thing is if they call me, because I was a consultant and a contractor with Sandia for off and on for 12 years with biosensors, computer sciences, and materials, you know, I can talk to them and then they go, oh, yeah, I can see how this fits. You know, so because I'm a scientist, it really complements what all the economic development people are doing.
New Mexico seems in particular to be one of these places where these personal connections are super important to making things happen. There's a lot of silos here. I don't think a lot of people know, Nika, what our ecosystem is here necessarily.
Yeah, I think, you know, to some regard, it's very hidden unless you're in it. And so, of course, I see the same people day in and day out, and I know, you know, who's in the ecosystem. But it's very siloed. Sometimes people at Sandia only live in their Sandia world, and it's hard to bring them out to communicate with the rest of the world. People at UNM, people in large companies, if you don't necessarily have a need to actually go out and network and look for other people, then, you know, to some extent, why would you? And so I think that that's very much an issue that we have in New Mexico, creating an event like this to hopefully break down some of those barriers and actually bring people together is critical.
I came from a small town, and a lot of us left a small town and couldn't figure out how to get jobs back. And now my little town is a very sad state, right? And what I see is that this is an experiment, and if it works, it's something that maybe towns can do. I don't know. Certainly areas can do to try to, you know, revive themselves. But the other thing is that there have been, between the National Institutes of Health, the National Science Foundation, Department of Energy, and Department of Education, and I haven't contacted all those people, they've poured in hundreds of millions of dollars to particular states that have low research capacity in order to build that up. And what normally happens is that we have great students, and the best ones we send off to Stanford and Harvard and Cornell and Washington, and then they get jobs there and don't come back. And so this is actually potentially a way for what they call flyover states. If this works, we now have one way of bringing people back who care about the state, who understand the state, and who really want to be there and help it grow.
What do you see coming out of this? Is it going to be an annual thing? How will you advance this forward?
Well, it's not clear. This is an experiment.
Okay.
You know, I think that we could easily get it. It could easily be 200 people coming back to look for jobs. I think this could be a real resource for the state. I'm open to being an advisor and a consultant for a group of people that want to take it on, but and certainly we have to figure out how to fund it. But it strikes me that, again, this is just a little gift to the state of New Mexico. It's a gift to the families, and it's a gift to my former students and other former people who've been here in New Mexico. And if it really works, then I think there'll just be an organic way to keep it going. You know, it was so fun. That's why I opened it up to beyond my own program, right? So I opened it up to other programs at UNM. And then I thought, this is such a good idea. I've got to open it. So I opened it up to programs at New Mexico State. Then Tech called me. They said, we want to be in it. And I said, all right, you know. But all this was like August and September, right?
So they have some students that have graduated that are going to come.
Everybody does. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why the Alumni Association is interested in starting a statewide STEM alumni chapter, mm-hmm. which would be incredible. I think there are ways that we can communicate. New Mexico's infrastructure is very thin. And so it doesn't completely surprise me that we didn't know each other between all the economic development people and myself. But it's been like this awesome discovery. I have had so much fun, and I think they've enjoyed talking with me too. And it's like magic. You know, like, it was right here. It was right here. And so I'm really interested in figuring out what other connections are going to help us grow this idea.
Nika, what do you think?
I would love to see the businesses get inspired that they actually can find great talent that wants to come to New Mexico, come back to New Mexico, that we have talent here and that they're leaving and there's ways to draw them back. So I think that in itself would be a huge success for me. Of course, if we can actually get people jobs, if we can have some people signing on the dotted line before they leave, gosh, I mean, wow, that would be really, really incredible. I would love to see that happen. But I think for year one, even just adding that inspiration that there's stuff going on here, there are people that are interested in working in New Mexico, that would be a success in itself.
Yep. My goal is 8 jobs.
Okay.
It's not huge. I think we could easily make that. But everybody's got to lean in. You know, I'm very impressed with how Los Alamos has been working with me and Sandia. And, you know, we just all have to lean in on this one and just build some trust and go forward. It's very exciting for me.
Colin, what do you think this is going to be like for you coming to the symposium? What are you going to do?
Besides eat all the tamales I can get my hands on, I'm definitely interested in meeting and networking with business leaders there in New Mexico. I mean, that is when I think about, okay, why can't I come home? This infrastructure that I don't know about, this environment and ecosystem I don't know about. And so being able to kind of dip my toes into that water and see what's there, I'm really excited for.
This has been University Showcase on KUNM. Thanks to my guests, retired Professor Maggie Werner Washburn, Nika Allen with the New Mexico Technology Council, and recent graduate Colin Roth. You can hear this interview again and find out how to register for the New Mexico Education Workforce in STEM Symposium at KUNM.org. I'm Megan Kamrick, and thanks for listening to University Showcase.